here the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine. We have Wendy Ritz. She's an assistant teaching professor of marketing over at FSU Panama City. And then we have Sarah Burris from the NWRLS to talk about a really fun event with PBS POV coming up tomorrow night.
Yes.
So can y'all tell me what the event is about? Like, how did the collaboration start and what can we know about the event?
Well, first, let's highlight when and where. So yes. It's going to be held at the Florida State University Panama City campus tomorrow evening, Thursday, October 7th. The film itself starts at 7:30. However, you can come a little earlier, which we'll explain a little later. But we're going to be screening Pure Kids, which is a PBS POV film, and it's going to be held in the outdoor amphitheater, which is behind the Holly Building. And there's also going to be a food truck, which is why you can come earlier. That'll be from 5 to 8, and it's the Holy on Wheels food truck, which is Indian food. So you can bring a picnic, bring your chairs, no alcohol and glass, mm-hmm. but we hope you join us for this free screening of Pure Kids, and we'll introduce a little bit how we got started. So Wendy, you want to kind of share about the group that
Yes.
The diversity group?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Dean Irvin Clark started the Dean's Diversity Council in 2020 to try to improve accessibility and diversity, equity, and inclusiveness in our Panama City campus. And we're part of a community workshop, so we want to reach out to the community and have people feel safe and comfortable to visit Panama City campus, yeah. Whether they're a student, faculty, staff, or not. And we want them to feel comfortable. And so we're hosting events that highlight diversity, and we want to bring everyone to our campus just for some enjoyment in film and discussion and enlightenment and good times.
Yeah.
Certainly. And this is an excellent opportunity for something that FSU Panama City is trying to promote in making the campus over there, making it known that it's more accessible and that it is a safe place to come learn and enjoy your experience as a college student and a member of the community. But also, this is an excellent opportunity with something that the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System, has been putting on for a while now, showing the PBS POV documentaries. And it's great to have an event that both kind of line up at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Clark is on our foundation, so he reached out, and then I was like, hey, these PBS POV films are great for discussion. So, and we're going to have a panel of experts on the after the program, so that kind of just helps lead conversation and bring it to our community.
Certainly. And again, this is happening tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
The film starts showing at 8:30. Mm-hmm.
With 7:30.
Film shows 7:30. Come early if you'd like to get some food and conversation before the film airs. And afterwards, there's a panel to discuss the themes and experiences of the film, along with how those themes impact people in our area. So we'll talk about that in a little bit more. We'll talk about the film and the panelists in just a bit. We're going to take a quick break here on The Mix.